Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophecy Night Special. I will be releasing a word from the Lord titled tonight, that you are called, but are you committed? So I want to bless you all tonight with this word. I see that the switchboard is full with calls. Tonight, I will be opening up the phone lines after I release this prophetic word that God has given me. If by any chance where time is running out and I'm not able to open the line, all those that are in the switchboard can call back on Friday, this week Friday, and let me know that you are on the line Monday. Wednesday is dedicated to relationship night only. So that's why I'm saying recall back on Friday. If this is of urgency that you need to speak with me, you can find me right on Facebook.com / Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Again, I am your host tonight, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all. Thank you all for calling in. And even thank those that are listening via internet. I wanted to mention that relationship night actually was supposed to begin March, but I started the first night, relationship night, early before time. So you can always go back and retrieve any missed broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/ prophecy night. I pray everyone is doing well tonight and all is going smooth. I pray that you all are in good spirit. And I thank God for you all again for joining me. And I'm just going to go straight into releasing this word because I think it's very important in such a time as this. All of us have been called to do something. But the question is, are we committed in what we do? And the answer to that, I can tell you right now, is no. It's no. We all are not committed. We all didn't accept the call from Jesus Christ. It's a process to be committed to something. Even if it's your employment, even if it's a relationship, it still requires you to be committed. I know in Peter's chapter 2, verse 21, and you can write that down and you can go back and look that scripture up. That's Peter chapter 2, verse 21. And I'm actually going to read it because it lines up what God has given me to share with you all tonight. And it says that, for even unto, excuse me, for even here unto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. See, Christ himself, all my listeners, switchboard, and those that are listening via internet, and even those that will come in the archives, see, Christ himself spoke really on many occasions about the Christian calling. Now, you all may be familiar with his statement, for instance, for many are called, but few are chosen. Now, you'll find in both Matthew's chapter 20, somewhere around verse 16, I'm slowing down so you can get these scriptures. That's Matthew's chapter 2, verse 16. And I believe the other one is Matthew's chapter 22nd, verse 14, between these two chapters 20 and chapter 22, you will later begin to adding a meaning really to the second part of this phrase. See, God explained this to his disciples. God say in his word that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And then, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. Now, when we place together these passages, that's Matthew chapter 20 and Matthew chapter 22, I mentioned, when we place together these passages, it explains that God is calling a few people, actually a very few, out of the world for his supreme purpose. So those who respond to his calling are then chosen, going on to repentance, baptism, and so forth. Now, I personally have seen this word call by others to be authority figure or in a sense to take over. And what I mean about that, we did not call or chosen ourselves. Thank you, God. If I had to break down the word call, I would simply say that the word call simply means to serve. Now, though all Christians are called to serve the cause of Christ, God himself, not you, God himself called certain people to serve the church as pastors and other ministerial staff positions. Now, though there is an external call, and I'm not going to go into that. That there you just have to read on your own. But though that there is a first, an inward calling and an external calling through his spirit, God's voice can only be heard by faith. Okay, God said to say it again. God's voice can only be heard by faith. And let me just say this to you. How can you say you hear God speaking, but yet you can't hear God when he's speaking about you? Okay. All right, Lord. See, those whom God has called know this call by a sense of leading, purpose, and growing commitment. Okay, bear with me. I'm going to say it again. Those whom God has called know this call by a sense of leading, purpose, and growing commitment. And I will get back to this commitment word shortly. But the greatest mess we have today in ministry and even in life is those Christians that who have been called by God that goes unanswered. Okay. I'm blowing my breath intentionally because somebody is hot and somebody is heeded. I'm just the messenger. Now, if you're not committed to the call, then you're not committed to the assignment. And if you're not committed to the call and the assignment, then it's impossible to be committed to God. As I say, the Bible says, it is God whom have called and chosen you, and not you of yourself. I know right about now, I don't want to take authority over nothing if it's not part of God's plan. I don't want to take authority over anything in my life if God is not connected to that plan. See, I gave you a secret because many people say, I don't know about their call. What is my calling? What is my gift? The only way to hear God's voice is through faith. Okay. All right, let me get myself back together here. Let me give you another scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. And I'm going to read this one. I'll say it again for those who's writing down the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. I'll say, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure, of his will. See, you and I became God's children by being born spiritually into his family. Yet at the same time, all my listeners, we are also God's adopted children. See, the fact that God blessed us by predestining us to the adoption as his children should cause us to praise him for the glory of his grace in Christ. It is impossible to obey the will of God and not be committed. Because any time you obey the word of God, not only it makes you committed to the things of God, but it causes you to react to what you should be committed to. See, the word of God will bring you and lead you in commitment. Well, what is being committed means? Well, let me give you Jesus' definition. Because Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment that God actually speaks. So in other words, Jesus is telling us that every fiber of being, every forces of our lives must be committed to loving and serving God. This means that we must hold nothing back from him because God holds nothing back from us. Furthermore, Jesus tells us that our commitment to him must supersede our commitment, even our families. And let me just say this. Some of you listening tonight can't be committed to the calling because you allow your children to be first in your life. Some of you are listening tonight that can't be committed to the things of God because you have put other things before God. And God say, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yet, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciples. Oh, Jesus. So whosoever do not bear his own cross and come after me, God says, cannot be my disciples. Such commitment means our family relationship may be served. It means our commitment to Christ demands our commitment. If given an either or all situation, we turn away from them and continue on with Jesus. The bottom line is that those who are not make that kind of commitment cannot have even been any partake as Jesus' disciple. Yes, I said it, because the word spoke first. The Apostle Paul said, follow the Lord. Example of commitment and sacrifice and service. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but God who lives in me. And the life I know live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me just close this saying real quickly, and I'll open up the phone lines. Is that total commitment to God means that Jesus is our sole authority, our guiding light. Being committed to Christ means being fruitful. It means being a servant. Ask yourself tonight, are you truly committed to God? Are you committed to the call? Are you committed to the assignment? Are you committed to the service? That's the question I want you all to ask yourself tonight. I will take this time to open up the phone line, and please feel free to ask me whatever question is pressing upon your heart so that I can be a blessing to the Spirit of God for you. God bless you, and thank you so much for your obedience and holding on. How can I be a blessing in your life tonight?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, hi.
I have a 6-year-old boy, a 6-year-old son with my ex-wife, who has started to see somebody who is called Alex, and he's a plumber. So I keep worrying about whether the new person will be a good influence on my son. Do you see him being as a partner for my ex, and hence influence wise, how do you see him being for my son?
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you gotten the opportunity to sit down and talk with this person?
No, I haven't. I cannot because I don't have that privilege. It's up to what my ex does. Because I'm just a co-parent with her, so I can't ask that. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this to you, and I can only tell you what God tells me, is that as parents, and we have every right to think and know that our children is safe wherever they are, and since that you are co-parented with your fair to say ex-wife, who now has started a new life with someone else, I just want to say to you that I do believe that it is in the best interest for your son and that your son will adjust well. I also want to let you know that adjustment is going to depend upon you and your wife communicating so that it will be in the best interest for your son and that you all will work together for the purpose of the child.
Thank you. And do you see this being a long-term relationship for them?
Well, Well, let's just say this. See, there's some things that you have not let go of. And see, one thing about me as a prophet of God, I will not, how can I say it? Because I want you to understand what I'm saying. You're very much concerned about this relationship with this new person. And I know that if you have put in your heart and your mind that you have moved on, and whatever you're doing right now, whatever God has given you right now, I want you to focus on yourself and not the relationship, okay? Because
yeah.
I do believe that even though your son is there, I do believe and trust that you have to give her a chance to prove to you that the baby is okay. So, you know, you're not in a relationship, but yet you want to know what's going on in the relationship. I don't want you to do that. If you and her is not together and y'all made up your mind that you're not going to reconcile, then you need to move on so that
yeah.
she can live and that your son can grow.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, perfectly do, yeah.
How long have you been separated?
Yeah, we were married for about 7 years and separated for about a little over 2 years before we got divorced, end of last year.
Okay, all right. So then you know what? It's time for you to move on.
Yes, it
See,
is. I was just concerned about them, yeah.
Yeah, because you're still holding their relationship and you have to let go. You and her is divorced now. There's
yeah.
no attachment. Even though with the son, you're going to always, you know, be close to her and communicate for her, but you have to let go. You have to let
yeah.
go. You're still holding on. You're still holding on. And
yeah,
you have to let go.
Yeah, I was just concerned about my son from that respect.
Well, you know what? You have every right. You have every right to be concerned about that. But again, like you said, it's your co-parenting, and you have to really believe and trust her that he is in a safe environment. And if you feel that he's not in a safe environment, then I would recommend that automatically you should deal with outside agencies to get him in a safe environment. But if you have divorced for 2 years, you know, it's time for you to move on. You can't worry about what she's doing and what the child is doing. You know, I assume that you have joint custody.
Yes, yeah, it's informal agreement, yes.
Okay, so when your son comes to you as a father, you know, talk to him as a child that he would understand. You're able to talk to your son. I don't mean question your son, but talk to your son. Let your son know,
yeah.
you know, how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, some people would say, well, a child is too young to know these things, but it's the way you train a child up to be. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yes, and also this Wednesday's relationship night, if you call back, we can talk further in regards to your question, okay?
Oh, thank you. I'll let you go now. There are other callers in the queue.
Oh, God bless you, and thank you for calling. Into prophecy night, okay? You're welcome.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you, too. God bless all that caller. I thank God for him. God bless you. Thank you for calling into prophecy night. How can I be a blessing in your life?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I started a job 6 weeks ago, and I recently applied for a promotion. And I got a ton of responses 2 weeks ago. But then I had one interview that seemed to be promising last week, but then it all stopped. And it just went silent. And then I got notification from my boss that they were displeased that I was looking for a promotion after being there for 6 weeks. And I just want to know, how do you see that working out?
Now, did I speak to you before in regards to this promotion?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say to you, and the Lord always let me know when I talk to people and what I said. You remember the prophecy I gave you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So it's going to still be the same. It's still going to be the same. Nothing has changed. Though it looked like the situation has changed, but whatever I told you
still remains the same. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I recall you really didn't speak directly to the situation that was asked. You just, you spoke of things outside of the situation. More so, focus
then,
on me. And
okay, so then... So then that means that I can only tell you what God has given me. So if I spoke to you before and spoke around the circle of the situation, then it means that that's the situation that is going on with the circle pertaining to you. So in other words, there's not a new word or a new prophecy or anything that God has given me, but yet to bring you back to our last conversation when I did release the prophetic words from you to you, still remains the same.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling into the show. God bless you all. If you all just tuning in live here, Prophecy Night, I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all, and thank you for staying on the phone live. Let me just say this to you all, and I think I said it before. This is also those that are listening via internet and that will retrieve this message in the archives. It is very, very, very important when any prophet, period, I say any prophet that prophesies the word of God as the receiver, it is very important that you either write down what the prophet told you or whatever has been spoken over your life, make sure that it's in a place that if you have to pull it, observe it, or do whatever with that word, you will know what the prophet spoke. What I want everybody to understand, it is not I of myself. It is the Spirit of God that speaks through me. God is going to let me know what is going on. So a lot of times people will call into the show and I have just spoke with them pertaining to prophecy and they will come back with the same question. And what I want everybody to understand, if God is not giving me nothing, that means that that prophecy that I gave you before is still in existence. And see, we have to be cautious as a receiver because if you're putting prophecies on top of prophecies and you're not being faithful and praying over these prophecies to God, you will cause your own word to hit to the ground. You will cause that same spirit to affect and hit to the ground. And that's never God's intention. God said that anything that he speaks forth his word, it will go to where he has sent it. It'll go and accomplish what he has asked it to accomplish. So we have to be very mindful to that. We got about a minute or two left for the segment show, and I want to say God bless area code 832 and 347 tonight. God bless you, and thank you for staying completely live with me. This is the power and the Spirit of God that works tonight on Prophecy Night. I can't do this without God. It is him that I give the credit to that works through me that I can be a blessing to you all. Take the word of God in prayer. Take what the prophets say in prayer, so that that word can be manifest. Don't keep calling into the show for a word, because God going to let me know I already gave you a word. And if that word is still applied today, I'm going to let you know. Don't look for a new word if you ain't took care of the first word. Okay? And none of this is possible until you get connected to God. You can call into the show for 50 prophecies. But until you learn to get connected to God by faith and through his word, then you're going to be able to understand what the prophet is speaking. I don't know who that was for, but I just wanted to share that with you all tonight. God, the first word, take it to God in prayer
so they can be manifest into your life. Again, God bless you all. God bless all the callers. God bless those that will retrieve this message in the archives as well. And also, make sure you join me live on this Wednesday, where I'll be taking calls only on relationships. Again, I would only be open up the switchboard for calls only about relationships. So I look forward to you all being with me on this Wednesday. And once again, God bless you all. All my callers, even my caller from England, I believe, God bless him as well. And I'll see you all on Wednesday for another word from the Lord. God bless you all.